Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back with me today. Okay, so I want to talk to you about two things today. You know that when I see things showing up in my life, I feel like it's a message for me to share with you. So let me start with this. This is actually something I posted on my stories on Instagram. If you're not following me yet on Instagram, join the tribe. I'm at Heather Monahan. Would love for you to ride with me. I'm always posting content stories. Would love to see you there. Also, I'm always on LinkedIn at Heather Monahan again. Those are my two places. That's where I hang most often. Okay, so posted this on my story the other day. When a child is learning how to walk and falls down 50 times, they never think to themselves, maybe this isn't for me. I'm going to go ahead and give up on this. However, so often we fail, we are challenged, and we just give up, throw our hands up. Let's instead start channeling our inner baby that never gave up because we ended up walking. There was never an idea or a thought that we would give up. We actually approached the failing moments, the failures, the fall downs with joy and laughter. Let's use that same mentality today moving into this week. Okay, so one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is this idea that everyone has to be so original and, you know, you can't do something if someone did something similar. That is so wrong. And I'm going to give you some examples. And I also think this is one of the ways people stop themselves from moving forward. They say, oh, it's already been done. It's all been done before. That was a Bare Naked Ladies song that I loved. Okay, here's the thing. There has not been an original work since the Bible. Fact. So true, right? So I'm going to give you a great example that I like to use in my keynotes. I share this a lot because people get tripped up with this. Here it is. Kim Kardashian invented a company called Skims, which is basically shapewear for women, right? Do you think that she said to herself, oh gosh, I'm basically copying Spanx and Sarah Blakely, a multi-billionaire, super successful. I probably shouldn't do this. Or do you think she said, wow, Spanx is an incredible company. Sarah Blakely is amazing and her products work. She wore them, by the way. I remember her posting about it years ago that she wore Spanx. Instead, she said, wow, this lady created incredible products, great opportunity for business for me to reimagine it through the lens of me to my community. I think she went with option B and became a billionaire from that company, right? So don't get tripped up in this idea of you have to have an original idea to write a book, to give a talk, to launch a company, to, you know, whatever. No, you need to reimagine things through the lens of you, your experience at your frequency. Here's what's super important. Oprah can share a message with someone and it's going to land with certain people. Certain people aren't on the same frequency as Oprah. It's not going to land with them. They're not going to listen. They're not in her community. They're not going to hear it. So what's on you is to say, if it's on your heart, if it's something that you're passionate about, if it's something with meaning to you that you know you want to share, don't get tripped up that Oprah shared it last year. Reimagine it through the lens of you, through your voice, your experiences at your frequency, and you will reach the people who need that message.
Meet a different guest each week.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself. Thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands. This came up because I have a mastermind, a speaker mastermind, and we were on one of our calls, and one of our team members was saying, he shared this really cool TED Talk that was amazing. The guy that gave it's in his 70s. He had done a tremendous amount of research. It was really interesting stuff. And I had never heard of it before because this guy's not in my sphere, right? Like, I'm probably not on his frequency. We're not in the same circles. And I was so grateful that this gentleman was sharing it with us. So one of our team members said, you need to give a TED Talk on this topic. You're so passionate about it. You've been trained on it. You're knee deep in all the content. This should be your TED Talk. And he said, well, I can't because this gentleman already did it years ago. Here's what I said to him, and here's what I want to say to you. You reimagining it through the lens of today, you reimagining it through your experiences, through the fact that you learn from this person and owning that is going to bring that message along to a new audience that would have never received it from a 77-year-old man, right? They're not even following that guy. They're not getting that content. So they're going to miss the learning and teaching because you feel like you're imitating somebody else. It's pretty selfish, right? Instead, give that person attribution. Say, I learned this information from, you know, a talk or a training that I went to, and here's how I think it can impact your world and make your world better. Reimagine things through the lens of you and realize that is really what's happening everywhere in the world today. You know, people writing books about negotiation tips, do you think they're original? No, it's seen through their experiences, what's worked for them through their experiences. But if you go back to all the different negotiation books, it's always pretty much the same tactics and tricks and tips, right? Am I the first person that ever talked about confidence? No, but I put it through the lens of my experience and my expertise and my world and my frequency. You are going to find your people. You are going to teach your people things that they haven't heard about before because they weren't necessarily connected to the people that you're thinking that, you know, you have on a pedestal that are doing it so perfectly. Don't get so caught up in that you have to have the most original idea. Instead, how can you create something new with it? And there's so many different ways that you can. You know, you're going to pull in information from different parts of your life, different learnings and teachings that you have,
in a way that nobody else has. And that's how it becomes original. You know, I have three mistakes in my first book, Confidence Creator. I always talk about this. And I'm so proud of them. That makes my book different and unique, right? Like there's, I don't know how many other books on confidence are out there that have three mistakes, but mine does. And I own it, flaws and all. And that actually makes me feel more confident, right? So be you. Take the teachings and trainings and learnings that you have that resonate with you and that are on your heart and move those forward to help other people, knowing that it's unique because it's seen through the lens of you, through your experiences, through your heart. And stop making it about that one person that maybe did something similar. Another way to look at it, you know, I hear a lot about this talent stacking, which is, you know, my background was in sales and then I got into sales leadership and then I started writing about confidence and then I started writing about overcoming challenges. So all these different things that you learn about and immerse yourself in, they stack on one another and they make you valuable and different in different ways. So you don't need to worry about, I'm not copying Mel Robbins if I talk about the same topic she is. She was a lawyer with completely different experiences and skill sets than I have, right? So I'm going to see it through the lens of my world. She's seeing it through the lens of hers. We could be teaching the exact same thing and people will walk away with different messaging, different experiences. Here's a great example of that. On my trip to Saudi Arabia, one of my team members from my mastermind came on the trip. I was so grateful that she came and it was such a great experience having her there. Well, I wanted to give her a couple of teaching moments. So in one instance, we were behind the main stage in the green room and the princesses were getting ready to go on stage with me. And I turned to her and I said, hey, can you go out there for me right now and do this interview? And she got a little panicked. I said, the answer is yes. Always say yes when you're given a big opportunity. You'll figure it out on the way out there. And she started laughing. She thought I was serious. I was just trying to teach her, hey, you're going to feel nervous. You're going to feel out of your comfort zone. Those are the minutes you lean into that fear and say, yes, fear is a green light that means go. And I'm ready. Born ready. Let's take it on. Right. So I ended up going out there. But again, I was just wanted to remind her, you're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to be nervous. And we're still going to say yes. Cut to, we were doing the billionaire unicorn founder event on the investor stage a day later. And one of the things I talk a lot about, and if you've been with me here in this tribe for a while, you know, done is better than perfect. Ready is a lie. You're never going to be fully ready. And that doesn't matter. Step into the fear, step into the unknown and give yourself permission that you're going to figure it out along the way. Successful people don't know the how. They trust that they'll figure it out along the way. So I talk about that a lot, especially in my mastermind, I talk about it a lot. Because fear is one of the things that trips people up and holds them back. Well, we were doing the unicorn panel and one of the gentlemen was sharing that the way he's figured it out is this. If you're 50% along the way of having figured it out, you're too late to the game. And one of the things he's learned with failures in his businesses is if he waits till he gets to 50%, somebody else has already beaten him to the punch and he's out. So for him, he's learned if he's 30% along the way of figuring it out, that's far enough and that's go time. Here's what's interesting. I'd never heard it framed that way. It basically means done is better than perfect. Move fast and break things. You don't have to have all the answers. You just need to begin. The only risk is not taking one, right? Basically saying the same thing, but he put percentages around it, which I'd never heard before. So I thought, you know, that's a great answer. And I moved on. Here's what was cool. I was meeting with Deirdre after, the woman that was on the trip with me from my mastermind. And she said, wow, I had an epiphany breakthrough today. And I said, what is it? Oh my gosh, tell me. I can't wait to hear. And she said, when that gentleman was describing that if you've got it 50% figured out, you've waited too long and you've missed your window. The key is to move and go when you have it 30% figured out. And I said, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I talk to you about this all the time. Ready is a lie. Done will always be better than perfect. Move fast and break things. And she said, it never landed with me until today. So here's what I want you to know. He's saying the same things that I've been saying to her for over a year, but the way in which he said it made an impact on her life. He wasn't afraid of imitating somebody else or not being original in his advice. He said it through the lens of how it's impacted his world and how he's seen it. And when he did it through his frequency and his way, it landed with somebody who's been beaten over the head with this message and it never really got her until that day. So it just such a good reminder to me that your message needs to be shared. Your message needs to be heard. There's people out there who need your teachings and your learnings. And you don't have to have the most original idea. The last original work was the Bible, and that was a really long time ago. Since then, it's basically like talent stacking. Everyone's kind of giving their own spin on things based upon their experiences, their learnings, their teachings, their failures, their wins, and their frequency. Know that your tribe is out there. Your tribe needs your message. Your tribe needs you to share things through your lens, through your frequency. People are waiting. Our job is to show up, make the world a better place, to lean in, take messy action. Apparently, don't wait till you have it more than 30% figured out. Go now. So this is permission granted. I am giving you permission to go for it. I'm giving you permission to share your experiences through your lens, through your frequency, because you are worth it and your audience needs it.
Meet a different guest each week.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later.
I asked you to try to find your passion.
Okay, the other thing I wanted to share with you real quick, as this message came up to me in the last week, was oftentimes I hear people say, "I'm just too nice. I'm too nice. I'm too nice." Here's my take on that. There's no such thing as too nice. Everybody should be nice. What people confuse that with is being taken advantage of, being manipulated, and having low self-esteem. I'm going to give you an example. A couple of years ago, when Confidence Creator came out, an NBA player messaged me on LinkedIn, a DM, and he wanted to meet. I ended up meeting with him. And he shared with me that he's been struggling with his confidence. So I asked him what was going on in his life. And he said, "Well, one of my problems is I'm just too nice." I said, "Huh, that's funny. Never heard that before. You can't be too nice. Give me an example of what you're talking about." He gives the example of his girlfriend who had stolen money from his bank account. He gave a car to, crashed it, and she demanded another car, had cheated on him. And he said, "You know, it's just, I'm just too nice. I'm always giving, giving, giving." I said, "Wait a minute, you're not too nice. You're being taken advantage of. What are you talking about?" And in fact, every time you go back to this woman and she keeps doing nasty things to you, you're further chipping away at her confidence. You need to stand up for yourself, create boundaries, fire that villain, and step into your power. This has nothing to do with being nice. And I was reminded about that this week when I was hearing a friend of mine's situation with someone close to her. You know, don't confuse being too nice with being manipulated and being taken advantage of. They are very, very different. And I'll tell you, I was living that when I was in corporate America and that woman was treating me poorly. I never said I was being too nice, but I was turning a blind eye to bad behavior. It's really the same thing, right? Stop turning a blind eye to bad behavior. Start speaking up for your needs and wants. And the reason I didn't back then was I was so afraid of what that potential repercussion would be. I was so afraid of getting fired. When the craziest thing is, that was the biggest gift I was ever given. I was delaying the inevitable. I would have been here with you years ago if I had started speaking my mind. I was delaying my life's work by not doing it. Let that one sink in for you. You are not being too nice. You need to start putting yourself first. It's not selfish. It's selfless. The more you take care of you and empower you, the more greatness you're going to bring forward, and the more you can start really living that dream and your plan for your life that you're meant to be living. Giving you permission today and every day to go for it and to put you first. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. You know I will be.
Journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.